Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday over the airwaves of WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the World Wide Web at www.wpitam.com. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and thank you for joining us today. Today's broadcast is in honor of a very special occasion. That would be the 75th birthday of our good friend and church hierarch, Metropolitan Nicholas of the American Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Diocese of the U.S. Those of you that know Metropolitan Nicholas know that he has been a great leader of the Orthodox Church based there in Johnstown, as well as being a great friend of the Russians, as well as to the Carpatho-Russian Society. We have had many events where Metropolitan Nicholas either has sponsored or has come and supported, or he's, wow, just very great man, very great Metropolitan, and we wish him many more years on the occasion of his 75th birthday. And we will tell you a little more about all of the events that we attended on Tuesday. But for Metropolitan Nicholas, let's start off with Mnohaya Lita and Živite Ľudia. Happy birthday, Metropolitan Nicholas. Give you a little biographical sketch of His Eminence, Metropolitan Nicholas. Metropolitan Nicholas was born on February 23rd, 1936, the son of late Anna and Andrew Smishko. He is a priestly vocation from St. John the Baptist Church in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. The Metropolitan's family emigrated from the villages of Kalinik and Ivanovsi in Karpatska Rus, and his departed mother, Anna, was born in the village of Kalinik. His father's family came from the villages of Chechehol and Jastrep near Michalovce in eastern Slovakia. On Tuesday, we made the trek down to Johnstown from Pittsburgh with Ruski Muzikanti, Jerry, Bob, Andrei, Solomia, myself, along with Bob's wife, Danielle, and their cute little baby, Anna, where Ruski Muzikanti had performed for Metropolitan Nicholas. And before the dinner, there was a Moleben service across the street at Christ the Savior Cathedral in his honor. And there were many guests. There were over 300-400 people at the Moleben, as well as at the banquet that took place afterwards. There were many special honored guests of Metropolitan Nicholas for his 75th celebration. And a few of them here are Bishop John Kudrick, who is the Bishop of the Eparchy of Parma of the Byzantine Catholic Church, Bishop Thomas of the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese, Bishop Joseph Adametz of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Altoona Johnstown, and Bishop Gregory Pyle of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America Allegheny Synod. Next, we have some excerpts from the Moleben service, which was celebrated on this joyous event of the life of Metropolitan Nicholas. This comes from courtesy of the www.acrod.org website, which is the website of the American Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Diocese of the United States of America, where you can get more information about this wonderful event. Once again, that website is www.acrod.org. Enjoy.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
May Christ, our true God, have mercy on us and save us through the prayers of your most holy mother, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, and illustrious apostles, through the prayer of St. Nicholas, the wonder worker, through the intercession of the martyr Carlambos, the saint of today, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, and of all the saints. Have mercy on us and save us, for you are gracious and you love mankind.
Thank you.
On Monday, February 21st, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette published an article titled, Carpatha Russian Leader Honored on 75th Birthday. And if you would like to read that, it's a very nice article about Metropolitan Nicholas. You can go to their website, www.postgazette.com. Great article, great article. So on Tuesday, Ruski Muzikanti played, and there were other entertainment and, of course, speeches from the various honored guests. And then Metropolitan Nicholas had time to give us a little talk of his own. And the one thing that struck me about his talk was, he said, don't forget your Carpatho-Russian Prostopinye. And I think we should all, if we're in one of the Russian churches, whether it's the Orthodox or the Catholic Church or Russian Church, we should take that to heart. Do not forget the ancestral Prostopinye. That is a really good one to remember. So, next we are going to play one of the numbers that Metropolitan Nicholas requested of Ruski Muzikanti. Unfortunately, this isn't a live recording of it because I was playing, so I was not able to record at that time. So if there's anyone out there that was at the banquet and does have some musical recordings of Ruski Muzikanti, please get in touch with me, and I would be more than happy to play it. But this is Chervena Ruja Trojaka, and it was recorded a couple months ago when Ruski Muzikanti played at St. John Byzantine Catholic Church for their Carpatha Rusyn Festival.
Czerwena róża trojaka, czerwena róża trojaka. Malaja muża, muża ja mala, malaja muża pijaka. Laj, la, 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 la. O, on nic nie robił, lem se pił. Он ніч не робив, лем се пил. Прийшов додому, додому прийшов. Прийшов додому, а мені бил. О, не бім я мужу, не карай. Не бім я мужу, не карай. Лишу ти діти, діти ти лишу. А само пойду за Дунай, лишу ти, 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 ти лишу, а само пойду заграй. Як на шифу сідала, а як на шифу сідала, білу густочку, густочку білу, білу густочку махала, білу густочку, густочку білу, білу густочку. G minor, let's go! Sing now or never. Sing, let's go. La 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 la. I want to hear ya. La 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 la. Ya la da da da. Yoo-hoo! Let's go. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, Červena Ruža Trojaka. Червена ружа трояка, малая мужа, мужа я мала, малая мужа піяка, малая мужа, мужа я мала, малая мужа піяка.
During the festivities on Tuesday, the mayor of Johnstown, Thomas Tregona, who was a member of Christ the Savior Cathedral, growing up there in Johnstown, bestowed upon Metropolitan Nicholas Honorary Citizen of the City of Johnstown. He said that it is not often that someone has done the type of work that Metropolitan Nicholas has done, especially for the City of Johnstown, as well as for the Orthodox and the Russian communities, and even the non-Orthodox communities in that area, and he was pleased to make Metropolitan Nicholas an Honorary Citizen of Johnstown. So Metropolitan, wow, what an honor. I did get a chance to talk to Metropolitan Nicholas, and he said, please give me a call in a couple weeks so we can record an Easter message. For those of you that follow the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, know that Metropolitan Nicholas has given us little Easter greetings in the past, and I will definitely do so, call him in a couple weeks, and record a special Easter message, because this year, as last year, Orthodox and Catholic Easters are on the same day, which does not happen. And now for some business side of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, ladies and gentlemen. Even though we are supported fully by the Carpatha Russian Society, your support is still needed to keep us on the air. I love coming here every week and doing this program, giving you the best Russian news and music in the world, but I do need your financial support. If you are willing and able to donate to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Poloka, 412-877-9351, or send me some email, russinradio@c-rs.org. As I said, Easter is coming up in a couple of months, and if you would like to sponsor our special Easter program, please give me a call. I said earlier that two of the villages that Metropolitan Nicholas comes from are right around Mikhailovce, and the other one is in Podkarpatska Rus. Well, I've scanned the globe looking for a song that came from Mikhailovce and Podkarpatska Rus, but I wasn't able to find one that came from both of those, but I came up with something that was probably just as good. This is entitled Kolomoika and is performed by Folklorny Subor Zemplin, which operates out of Mikhailovce, Slovakia. And when you listen to it, you can hear Russian melodies, you hear some Romanian, a touch of Hungarian, as well as a bit of Ukrainian and Slovak. So definitely a good number for Metropolitan Nicholas, who loves all the nationalities. Thank you. throughout the course of the evening on Tuesday. As I said before, Ruski Muzikanti had played for Metropolitan Nicholas's 75th birthday bash, and it was just a great time by everyone who was there, and I saw so many familiar faces and saw so many of my friends, not only from Johnstown, but from Pittsburgh, even as far away as New York. Orestes Mahaly from the New York area, and people from all over, from Erie, from further west, Cleveland, and all of that. And it was a great time, and great time was had by all. I think one of the things that really surprised me the most was at the end of the evening, as I said, I did get a chance to speak with Metropolitan Nicholas. And, you know, I kind of figured, you know, he's seen a lot of people. He's tired, maybe because it's been a long evening. And I got up to him, and he right away, "Oh, would love to talk and give you a little speech for Easter." And I told you about that a couple minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen. But I kind of figured, you know, he's seen me a couple times. We've talked a few times. He probably doesn't remember me. But to my surprise, he turned to me and goes, "Dean, today in church, I was thinking about your dad." And it just blew me away that Metropolitan Nicholas was thinking about my dad. And the two of them have done so much work for the Russian community. And he expressed that to me, that all of the work that he did and my dad for the Russian community. And I thanked him and I said, "Metropolitan, we need to thank you." And I did thank him for all the work that he's done for the Russian community here as well. So Metropolitan Nicholas, I thank you very much for those kind words. And as we finish today's show with a number from Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor entitled "Pade Dozhd," Metropolitan Nicholas, on behalf of the Carpathia Russian Society and its president John Rigetti, whom you know very well, along with the rest of the board of directors, the trustees, the chapters, and on behalf of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, myself, Dean Poloka, we wish you a very, very happy 75th birthday. Na mnohaya I blohaya lita vladiko. We'll see you all next week for another unique and exciting Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 години на станице WPIT
на фреквенцию 730. Тримайтеся красне и с Богом!